line this morning, as he does on occasion, Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you?
Good to be back. Thanks, Bruce. Yes, hope you're safe and well.
Well, yes, I'm getting used to wearing the mask and making the social distancing. That's all part of what needs to be done. And, you know, after a little bit of resistance, I guess, that takes place, you kind of sort of settle into a different way of doing things. But let's talk with you this morning about what's on your mind related to helping out renters and people who might be the most susceptible to losing their homes during this time.
I'm very concerned about what happens when you have more than a million Ohioans who have filed for unemployment, and we assume at least 100,000 more who will file or haven't yet filed and have been laid off already. We know that renters are especially vulnerable. So are people making their mortgage payments, but especially renters who are more likely to live on the edge. 25% of renters before the coronavirus, before the pandemic, 25% of renters spend more than half their income on their rent. So one thing goes wrong in their life, their child gets hurt, or their car breaks down, or they miss a few days of work, or now they get laid off. Their lives can turn upside down with eviction. So we want to help with some significant emergency rental assistance in the next coronavirus package, along with what we need to do for local communities, local governments, local not-for-profits.
Senator, would this be part of the next stimulus package we're hearing more and more about?
Yeah, Senator McConnell so far has said, the Republican leader of the Senate, and the president has echoed him, or he's echoed the president, it's usually that way, has said that he doesn't see any urgency, but he's not talking to the same people I do. There's one of my favorite Abraham Lincoln quotes is that I need to get out and get my public opinion bath. Well, Senator McConnell needs to listen to his local officials, needs to listen to people who are renting, needs to listen to the landlords who won't get paid for several months in their rental units. I mean, another big thing we should do is there are millions of Ohioans, millions of Americans back at work that are working in, you know, they work in hospitals, they do the laundry, they're security people, they're food service people, they drive buses, they work in grocery stores. And those people are generally modest wages, and they put themselves at risk. And we should have, we should be passing HERO Fund, pandemic premium pay, a hero's bonus for these workers, that every day they put themselves at risk, then they go home anxious that they might infect their children. And so many of them are making $10 or $12 or $15 an hour. We ought to be helping them in this coronavirus package because they're doing what we call essential work. But one grocery store worker said to me, they call us essential, yet they don't protect us with protective equipment, and they don't pay us much. And seems to me we're expendable more than essential, and if we're going to say essential, we got to mean essential for these workers.
We're talking to Senator Sherrod Brown this morning. I'm looking at the information. Are we on the fourth? This is fourth COVID-19 relief package. How many would you expect there to be?
I don't think we know, and I think we keep moving on this because there is not much light at the end of the tunnel yet. I mean, we know. If you take out New York City, the greater New York area, infections are actually going up in the country still. So we're not nearly at the end. We know the economy. We hope the economy starts to turn around, but so far it hasn't. We know that, this isn't a partisan statement because Governor DeWine and I have not always been political friends, but Governor DeWine, what he's done is because he acted early and aggressively, he saved Ohioans' lives. What the president has done because he continued to deny this was a problem and now won't put an effort forward to scale up testing or get more protective equipment for workers, what the president's done and failed to do means more Americans will die. We are 5% of the world's population, yet the U.S. has been, U.S. Americans have been 31% of the deaths from this coronavirus in the world. So we've got a lot more to do still.
Are you still doing your daily Facebook posts?
My staff thought I should make it weekly. We did it daily for the first three months, and now we're shifting to do it weekly. So we did a daily thing at 12:45, and it just seemed to be too much for people. So we're doing a weekly. But I'm doing shows like this all the time. You know, anytime you call and ask me to do it, I'm certainly willing.
Yeah, being able to get there and do that. Well, we appreciate your time. And we heard through a little birdie that you're practicing on your guitar now these days a little bit.
Just... Well, I played guitar a lot years ago. I get it out occasionally, but it's pretty pathetic. So it's hard to practice when I don't make much progress anymore.
Oh, well, you know, and the fingers don't make those certain chords as easy as they once did, right?
Yeah, they don't. They don't. I don't think it's arthritis, but they don't have the finger. They used to have a memory to them, fingers, right?
Right, and they used to have
that memory somewhere back in the 1990s, I think.
You got to rebuild those calluses on your fingers to make it all worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even close to the calluses, but I'll work on it. All right.
Sherrod, we appreciate your time this morning, and stay well.
Always. Thanks. Thank you. Good to be with you again.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning, talking about everything that's going on. And.